What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Hey folks, another episode of Patriot Power Hour coming right at you. Episode 104, to be precise, July 7th, 2020. Ben the Breaker of Banksters here with Future Dan. How you doing there, sir?
Yeah, good. We got, you know, minimal news, but a lot of it's very intense right now. We've got a lot of things to cover tonight.
Definitely. And as we've said before, I won't belabor the point. We've had the most intense news cycle we've ever seen, certainly, in the last few months. A lot of those news items are still festering and burning in the background, but it's been kind of quiet on some fronts relative to that. But we're still seeing some crazy stuff going on in Atlanta. We just saw Epstein's associate, Maxwell. I don't know how to say her first name. I won't even try. But she got busted. Is she going to spill the beans like everyone was hoping Epstein would? Got a lot of other important stuff going on. We also got a special guest, our man, the one, the only, NBC guy coming on at the bottom of the hour. I'm looking forward to that for sure. So what's on your mind right now, buddy?
I'm just checking this report out of Bradford, New Hampshire, where Ghislaine Maxwell, I'm going to say it. I think that's how you say it. Was in some, you know, cabin by Lake Sunapee, New Hampshire. And they picked her up. FBI task force has her now, taking her to the same prison where Epstein came up dead.
Same prison. I didn't catch that detail. I didn't pay that close attention.
That's the last report I saw. I could have changed by now, but whatever happens to her, it's going to be very, very high focus. And this is all about exposing pedophilia. And if it happens, it could happen soon. And if not, how do they stop it from happening? We got articles up on Future Danger. One out of InfoWars, which is entertaining, if not, you know, accurate and talking about things before everybody else. So we'll get into that in next segment.
Yep, as always on the News Blitz second segment. I do want to give a quick shout out, though, at the top of the show. We talked a little bit about this last week, moving pretty much everything away from Patreon and now away from Discord, because Discord not playing nice with the PBN anymore, kicking us off there. So we left Patreon, a new membership set up. If you want to support the PBN, go to PrepperBroadcasting.com. An all new website, all new layout. Looks beautiful. All different types of articles. A lot of content. A wealth of archives and content. Not just podcasts, but tons of articles and links to other things. Coupons as well for Prepper gear, etc., etc. Of course, that's where you can find our archive as well. We're live on Tuesday nights, but again, PrepperBroadcasting.com. A live chat as well, so really focusing on everything to PrepperBroadcasting.com, because if you don't hold it, you don't own it, even in that kind of cybersphere, right? Of course, they could always take you down if they really, really wanted to, but at least keep thinking in your own domain. That's what you've done with Future Danger. You use social media, I guess, to promote and maybe have some discussions, but you keep it on your own server. very difficult for them to get rid of. Maybe not impossible, but on your own terms.
Yeah, we don't get banned for what we do, anyways. But
so Intrepid Commander doing that kind of perfect timing, I think. And so we're moving that way. So again, if you want to support Prepper Broadcasting Network, go to PrepperBroadcasting.com. Awesome new website just in the past week or so.
Yeah, the scrolling podcast across the top is awesome improvement.
Yes, no, this is really slick. This has motivated me to get back to writing. I used to write before I started radio, and then I kind of got away from writing. Now I need to get back into it because I can contribute now to the website in that regard as well. So awesome things going on here at the PBN for sure. So yeah, man. Well, we got a couple things going on. I do want to talk about COVID a little bit more.
Yep.
Before we get to the news blitz in the next segment.
130,000 dead as of tonight.
Yep. And
official numbers.
We talked about it all the time from late January until maybe just a few weeks ago. But we haven't talked as much about it. Seems to be coming back in certain areas, certainly, spikes. I would reference folks to go and listen to last night's show on the PBN. That was awesome, kind of current recap of the latest news of what's going on. But from your perspective, is COVID past its peak in terms of damage to society and impact on your life? I know you've said it's had minimal. Do you think it's over with, blasé, or you think it could come roaring back? I've seen mixed signals.
Yeah, well, it should be seasonal in part, right? That kind of disease isn't like we haven't seen something that's constantly at the same rate of lethality. You know, the weather changes it, right? So the fact that it's supposedly outbreaking across the Midwest means it's, you know, possibly impervious to that, that it doesn't decline in summer. We've only done June. We have to have July and August before they come back and say, this is how this disease behaved over the summer.
Yeah.
I don't know what is real right now. I got my mind open to every avenue to explain how this is reported, how the fatalities are counted, how people are getting infected, how they know they have it, whether the tests they took are valid, all of that. And I'm just waiting to see what's real.
That's a good way to put it, because you got to remember, 40,000+ of the deaths were in nursing homes in New York alone. So, yes, we've gone from 100 to 130,000 deaths in the last few weeks. That's a pretty big jump, but still, a third of deaths that they're reporting were nursing homes. I'm not saying those lives didn't matter, but what I'm saying is they're really hyping those numbers, and there's a lot of reports coming out that many of the deaths, you could say that COVID was a contributing factor, but these folks may have been dying from other ailments. Maybe they'd smoked cigarettes for 40 years and then got COVID and died. Did COVID kill them? Hard to say. It's not necessarily killing 25-year-olds straight up, though.
The bailout packages clearly provided for hospitals and reimbursed them for the care of COVID patients when they ended up being fatalities.
Earmarked, right? For them.
I thought it was something just shy of $40,000. So any person who went to the hospital and otherwise passed away, they tested them. If they had COVID, you get paid. Obviously, part of that's the count.
Yeah, there's absolute moral hazard in there. And yes, we can have a whole debate of how much, you know, government should intervene and was it helpful and is that bounty process necessary?
But how many of those people did right. COVID tip them over?
Exactly.
And took their life earlier than otherwise?
Exactly.
I don't know how lethal it is to certain classes of people yet.
Lethality is one thing, but I think people focus too much. They really focus on two metrics. Lethality, which I think is overblown. How contagious it is.
Transmissibility
is very big. But I think kind of that middle gap, or hey, when you get it, you're not so bad off, you're in a ventilator, but you get these kind of weird side effects. And they don't even know, what you'll be living with if you get COVID, what it's going to permanent damage it'll do to your lungs or other areas. I've seen all types of weird reports. Hard to tell what's real, what's not, but
like
seems
sure,
like COVID, if you get it, it can mess you up in a lot of different ways.
Like to be sure it doesn't change any of your genetics.
Well, that's kind of where I was going to without being straight conspiratorial.
If they figured out how to launch something that has that capability, lots of people are in for it. And the today, FBI director accused China of massive subversion of the United States government and private economy by Chinese government operatives in the United States. Full-time spying operation. And, yeah, that got said today.
Not really even holding back. So, here's a great question.
Not holding back a bit.
Back would they even say anything even close to that to the Soviets back in the day?
Equivalent to when we would say straight up publicly that the Soviets operate this way and we operate against them constantly.
So, would we... So, is it about that extreme, or is this even more extreme than that in some regards?
I don't think they ever made an announcement in the 50s. They kind of just
slipped
into the Cold War, and everybody took it for granted. It was known. It wasn't like today someone said. But today, Trump's FBI director said it about the Chinese. So it might be kind of unprecedented in the diplomacy there.
Yeah.
That's bet you nobody told the State Department to.
Like, smack, smack. Hello, this is... about it on its face as it could be, equal or more than the Cold War allegations and that type of rhetoric. So, yeah, just something, just a little smattering of what we talk about here on Patriot Power Hour for sure. One thing I did want to say is I did submit it wasn't as quick as I should have been, but maybe 4 minutes of what 4th of July means to me. For the 4th of July special on the PBN. If you haven't listened to that, definitely go back. That was awesome to hear that compilation, right? And I had an awesome 4th of July. Tons of illegal fireworks were blown up by me and my party. And it was super awesome. And I felt like there was more fireworks going off than ever before. I think people were just so cooped up. But
maybe
they're also just tired of everyone saying how crappy America is. And we're like, you know what? We're going to have a great time for America's
birthday. I haven't seen
police
in a while. I haven't seen police in weeks. They must not be out there right now. Let's use these.
Oh, man.
Possession illegals.
So, let's see. But what fourth? How was your 4th of July, man?
Not particularly newsworthy to the topic of Patriot Power Hour, but it was enjoyable nonetheless.
Nah. Well, we are the Patriot Power Hour. You didn't do anything special to celebrate? Beautiful fourth.
I didn't study any founding fathers. I didn't do anything. didn't do anything like overtly patriotic that day, actually.
All right. I blew up made in Chinese fireworks mostly and
cooked meat on the grill. It was good.
It's the American way. So, all right. Well, you know what? We're going to be going to break here in a second. I do want to invite people to reach out to me at Bankster Breaker on Twitter. I've become a lot more active these days.
Yeah, you're using it more.
Using it more. I'm going to try to use it even more. Hey, I'm going to do my best. At Bankster Breaker, where do they find you, sir?
At Future Danger 6 on Twitter.
Future Danger 6, numeral 6. You got some good stuff. You also got real-time updates from Future Danger website. So it's your own personal thoughts as well as some of that. So good combination of what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We'll be back with the News Blitz and then the NBC guy. The second half of the show. Stick with us. Patriot Power Hour. We'll be right back.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No, it's up to us, Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the national disaster relief effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo? You look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
All right, it's time. It's time for the News Blitz. July 7th, 2020. Follow along, FutureDanger.com. Again, FutureDanger.com. Going left to right, column number one. Powerful pedophiles exposed. Jeffrey Epstein, confidant, arrested on sex abuse charges. Claim that she has a dead woman's switch, not a dead man's, dead woman's switch for secret tapes that are in her possession. Essentially can't take her down or lots of people will go down with her. We'll see how that develops. That's just in the past week that she got busted. Another article here in the first column, California bans singing in church. We'll have to look deeper into that. I've not read that yet, but that's a article I want to read a little bit more into. Not much else on the first column, but I would encourage you to check out the Prepper Advisory. I'd say at least a dozen articles here related to prepping. If you listen to PBN, you'll be straight into that Prepping Advisory. Let's go to the second column. What we just covered a little bit in the first segment, FBI Director, China engaged in large-scale campaign to subvert the federal government, the U.S. federal government, and the private sector. So not just some random general or some sect of Chinese government, the PLA, but a large-scale campaign to subvert not just the federal government, but the private sector as well. We'll definitely talk more about that, but we talk a lot about that a lot. Just another huge data point, though. This is the highest level on FutureDanger.com, biggest risk, the SHTF level. We have another SHTF level in this column. Georgia governor to deploy National Guard troops after violence in Atlanta. Priority heard about this, but get those details here at FutureDanger.com. And more importantly, track the history and what's going on now of the National Guard activated indicator. Extremely interesting. If you didn't know, Future Danger has a full archive going back multiple years, so you can track it. Really interesting to trend. A couple others that aren't SHTF but are still high level. Rioters throw the throw the statue of Columbus into the Baltimore Harbor on 4th of July. 38th straight day of riots in Portland, Oregon. They're almost proud of their rioting. Armed demonstrators enter Stone Mountain Park on 4th of July. Lots of armed protesters, mostly black. I was kind of in one hand like, hey, salute to you guys, Second Amendment. I'm all about Second Amendment. maybe we'll talk about some of the other stuff there, but I'm like, hey, man, you're into the Second Amendment, so am I. Can at least agree there. That's about it for the second column. Third column, economics. Not much going on, but we are seeing gold at a new, pretty much high for the last decade, ever since it spiked, but we're at 1,808. We are deep in the red zone of the future danger indicator. Over $1,800 it settled today, even spiked to about 1820 at one point. Continues to creep up there. And trust me, if there's another $1 trillion stimulus plan like they're talking about, or more Fed intervention, you can see that breach 2000 and beyond for sure. But not much else coming out. I guess a lot of financial newsmakers are on vacation. It is July, and they're quiet in July and August. Not much else going on, but definitely check out all the indicators. Lots of cool metrics on future danger that aren't necessarily news items, but are pulled from reputable sources. Fourth and final column. This used to be just called the coronavirus column, but it's really the natural news health sort of column. We will talk a little COVID, though. Hospitals rapidly approach capacity across the Sun Belt. So we're seeing get those regional spikes, some of these ICU units, and some of these hospitals, certain areas being overrun. They jumped 50% in California. 43, really Florida seems to be hit the worst, though. 43 Florida ICUs hit capacity. China found coronavirus strain 7 years ago, sent it to Wuhan lab to study, but then said nothing after the pandemic, of course. Definitely check into that one. More information about coronavirus. A new mutation may speed the spread. They've already confirmed a lot of mutations. Who knows how many they have now? More than a few, though, across the world. 40 out of 50 states, the confirmed cases are rising. That's pretty concerning. It's not just like 5 or 10, right? 40? That's pretty high. 55,000 in a single day. Of course, testing is at an all-time high by far, but still, that's high numbers. And again, as we talked a little bit earlier, death toll surpasses 130,000. I remember when we first were talking about it, it was maybe one infection in Seattle and definitely no deaths. Now we're 130,000 dead. That's what they say the number is. Future Dan, we covered a fair amount. I don't even know where you want to start. There's a lot to talk about, of course. Piqued your interest the most, though?
A cyber attack destroyed an Iranian nuclear facility, widely attributed to the Israelis. So that stuff's still going on overseas, but it's pretty much the only piece of foreign news that applies this week.
It's pretty crazy. And I did see that over multiple days, multiple explosions in that area. And I believe that was the area, those centrifuges, is how you pronounce it, were destroyed maybe a decade or so ago. Same area for the Iranian nuclear program.
Still an act of war.
Is it Israeli cyber attack? Is it U.S. On behalf of Israel?
Middle Eastern war just going on. And those two countries probably have nuclear arsenals by now. Or Iran will have one put together.
Even though it's not officially not, I think Israel certainly has some.
You wanted to get into California banning singing in churches.
Yeah, I didn't even read this. I did not see this article previous to this episode. Yeah. What's it all about? Okay, you want to do the honors?
The state of California has banned singing in any indoor religious services, even with masks on.
Even with masks on.
Under new guidelines issued by the California Department of Public Health to control the spread.
I really didn't. I should have known this was freaking COVID related, but I didn't even cross my mind. I was just like, what? I thought it was just some oddball. I mean, this is oddball. Yeah. This is actually oddball in a much more serious way than I thought it was.
It's a precedent.
Yeah, and everyone knows California is freaking psycho. But, I mean, what real church would comply with this if they didn't want to? that's part of being a respectable church, is not complying with the state mandate at all times. I would hope some churches would think that way. But, okay, makes more sense. I mean, places of worship must therefore discontinue singing and chanting activities and limit indoor attendance to 25% of building capacity or maximum of 100 attendees, whichever is lower. Interesting. So
it's mid-level. Are they doing that for suppression of religion? It is.
They're definitely getting
on its face.
They're getting equal or worse treatment than a restaurant or pub. Let alone, there's many.
But none of organizations there,
and workplaces getting way better treatment than that.
I don't know the status of pubs and bars in every state, but I don't think California has those open.
They reopen some, then they close them, starting to close them back down.
I'm sure there's obvious glaring hypocrisies in every state system. There is, I can see nonsense and foolishness and illogical things coming and going where I live. People are going to get sick of it. Or it's going to drive them insane.
I remember, I think it was about middle of May, I said, this is the peak compliance point for COVID. Like, the first month and a half, 2 months, I was actually extremely impressed with how quickly people fell into line. A little concerning, almost. But people are starting to get pissed, a little rumbling, a little tired of it. I was by mid-May, people are turning the corner. By now, a lot of people don't give a you-know-what, and actually, they've seen a lot of we don't cover much of this, and you don't on Future Danger, but people fighting about masks, if you have to wear a mask in a store, or getting too close to someone without a mask, or social distancing, people fighting, going totally apeshit. So it's kind of become a mental derangement as well.
Yeah, that low-level frustration out there builds, obviously. Riots are part of it. The interesting thing to me is I haven't seen any news attributing all the rioting and associated protesting, right? Some of those were protests. Some of those were full-on riots. Some of those were mixes, right?
Yeah.
But all of that behavior and that congregation, its impact in any place on COVID statistics, it's kind of like no one's talking about that.
Well, it'd be impossible. To even posit such a study should be done means you're absolutely racist and deserve to be banned forever.
Well, certainly somebody's going to try to make that point. We have
our freedom of speech to try to make that point. And even though I'm not going to do the analysis, that type of data analysis needs to be done.
Oh, social media. Somebody's going to grab the health statistics for the month of, May and June and figure it out.
To be honest, though, it's pretty darn hard to tease that information out. And I don't know. I still think free speech should come first. So if you want to go out and protest, that should come ahead of this. Just like if you want to go to church and sing, you know the dangers, but the state shouldn't come tell you that either. Anyway, we got to go. We'll be right back.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
The six principles for disaster preparedness. Use them to build a base of preparedness that will keep your family safe in the face of the next disaster. Find them and more at PrepperBroadcasting.com.
It was right after the revolution, right after peace had been concluded. And Ethan Allen went to London to help our new country conduct his business with the king. The English sneered at how rough we are and rude and simple-minded and on like that everywhere he went. Till one day he was invited to the townhouse of a great English lord. Dinner was served, beverages imbibed. Time passed, as happens, and Mr. Allen found he needed the privy. He was grateful to be directed thence. Relieved, you might say. Now, Mr. Allen discovered on entering the water closet that the only decoration therein was a portrait of George Washington. Ethan Allen done what he came to do and returned to the drawing room. His host and the others were disappointed when he didn't mention Washington's portrait. And finally, his lordship couldn't resist and asked Mr. Allen had he noticed it, the picture of Washington he had. Well, what did he think of its placement? Did it seem appropriately located to Mr. Allen? Mr. Allen said it did. His host was astounded. Appropriate? George Washington's likeness in a water closet? Yes, said Mr. Allen, where it'll do good service. The whole world knows nothing to make an Englishman shit quicker than the sight of George Washington.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Power Hour back in your life. It's July 7th, 2020 episode of the Patriot Power Hour, episode 104. Brought to you, of course, by the Prepper Broadcasting Network. Awesome station, awesome people. And we have one of the hosts, an awesome, I forgot his exact nickname. I know he has a special nickname. I'll have to let us know what that is. I forgot what it was. But let me bring on the NBC guy, Dave
Everyone
Jones.
Out there, internet radio.
So what was your title again now? And we got the Intrepid Commander, and you just got a new name for the continuity, but I forgot what it was.
Oh, I don't recall myself.
Okay. I thought it was on one of your daily audio caches.
Hey, but I'm old. I got an excuse.
There you go. Got me on that one. How you doing there?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. I'm doing good. We're really glad to have you on. Sorry about the technical glitch last week. It was on my end, I believe. But we got that smoothed out and got you live on the air.
Yeah, compared to the days with Blog Talk, I mean, it was 50-50 if you were ever going to do a show. So the amount of technical difficulties we have these days, no problem.
Absolutely. We both came up on Blog Talk. We did like the first 75 or 80 episodes of PPH on Blog Talk. And I bet 6, 7, 8 episodes, like 10%, were missed because of tech issues.
Yeah, we'd be at about, what, 125?
I'd be, yep. So
it hadn't been just for that.
So Spreaker is much better. So I definitely agree.
Yeah, I couldn't blame it on Glenn.
There you go.
Not all of it, anyways.
So Dave, what do you think of this news environment?
Oh my gosh, it's like I said last night. It's the first time in history where if you do the opposite or believe the opposite of what's being reported, you'll be closer to the truth.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can't trust anything. You can't trust the government. You can't trust the news people. It's like, what the heck's a person supposed to do?
I think one of the most basic examples of them just admitting they lied to you is very early on, they said, you don't need a mask, this and that.
Right.
And then now they're like, you must have it. You should have had one.
Yeah.
And they even came out and said, we lied to ensure medical work.
Yep.
We got that. I understand that from like a tactical point of view. You as the NBC guy, I'm sure you understand why. But I mean, on the flip side, that just reinforces, don't trust the government to save your butt, right?
Yeah, and there's a lot of preppers out there, and I've talked to them. They don't even believe there is a virus. They think it was all made up to get us to hunker down, destroy the economy. I don't know what. But the reason they don't believe it is because there's been so many lies. I mean, hydroxychloroquine works. Okay? Jeez.
Well, everything becomes like so politicized, right?
Yeah.
So, Dave, what's your impression on how the federal government worked its way through March and April? It's just from an emergency point of view. I know you have a background and perspective on, you know, you've been a part of the planning of this. Then it happened. What's your like 30, 40, 50 day look back impression right now?
Well, they stepped on their crank more time than they actually pulled it out. You know, I mean, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. They couldn't get the testing right. The test kits all had to be sent back to the CDC. Then the CDC had to, they were the only ones that could confirm a case. It was a clown show.
Didn't they practice for that stuff?
Yeah, they practiced for it.
Did they practice to do that?
No.
But a clown show?
Here's the thing. So back when spun up, we knew our asses was hanging out. There was a high-level exercise. Oh, shoot. Dark Winter. If you Google it or go back into Off Grid magazine, they interviewed me about this. This was maybe a year and a half ago or more, probably. Time flies when you're old. So, and we exposed a huge amount of vulnerabilities coming off of anthrax, and they fixed a lot of stuff. That was when the stockpile started. They realized they didn't have a stockpile, so they built up this stockpile. Well, over the years, it's not Trump's fault. He's the new guy. Okay.
Right.
Over the years, this stockpile dwindled and dwindled and dwindled. You know, Ebola came to this country. They used some of the stockpile. They cut the funding. Okay. It wasn't Trump cutting the funding. I mean, how much funding could he cut? He's only been in office like 3 years when this happened.
The president signed the spending bills for that.
Exactly.
That was Obama.
Yes. Yeah. 8 years of cutting because it was fully stocked. When they interviewed me 2 years ago or whatever, they had enough stockpiles to respond to one outbreak. Oh. One. Yeah. So if New York got it, they had enough to respond to New York. But if New York and Chicago got it, they were screwed. Mm-hmm. So at that point right there, and, you know, coming into office, and then what's on your radar? Not this. I mean, even a lot of preppers were like, holy crap, a pandemic. You know, not at the Jones household, but a lot of preppers were like, shit, I got to go downtown and get some toilet paper.
Lived through this one. That's a highlight, the toilet paper craze. Yeah. It is a true prep, though. I think that kind of like woke some people up.
Well, that's when you've realized who's prepping and who's not, because when they started limiting toilet paper at Costco, my wife said, should we get some? I said, we don't need to, but if you want to, we can. And we haven't bought a roll of toilet paper since this thing started. Okay?
So bring it off of a toilet paper line of thought for a moment.
Yeah.
I said it early on, you got a certain amount of choices. You have to find which one you believe in. COVID-19, Dave Jones, natural or man-made? If it's man-made, was it lost control of accidentally or on purpose? And if it was lost, put on a population purposefully, was it by the government in Beijing or somewhere else?
Yeah.
What's your choice?
Now, this is all Jones' opinion, okay?
Yep.
Because I may still have a current top secret clearance, but I don't have access to shit anymore.
Speculation.
Okay?
Pure speculation.
Just from looking at what's open source, it was man-made. There's too many indicators now that it cannot be happening naturally, okay? The one thing that the Australian virologist uncovered was it binds to human cells better than any other creature.
Yeah.
So it didn't jump from anywhere. It was originally designed for human
infectivity.
So, I mean, it's 99.9%. The protein shell that it's 100% matched to another. I think it was the original SARS, I think. And that doesn't happen either. As these viruses mutate, they change. you can't get 100% match to the like skin. Okay. So there's too many things. Accidental or on purpose. I think accidental, because here's what happened. The Chinese government was caught flat-footed. And once the Chinese New Year's was underway, they said, holy crap, we're not going to be the only country that goes down.
Yeah.
And they didn't cancel flights. They didn't cancel movements. I mean, if you look back in time about how this all transpired, and then they said it wasn't person to person. It was, you know, they even locked up those doctors that were reporting it, telling their fear mongering and all this kind of stuff. They had to hide the truth so that if China was going down, everybody else was going down with them. Yeah. Now, the truth showed in China's actions, not their words. Okay, so anybody in the government that said, well, the Chinese lied to us. Duh, they're Chinese. not the Chinese people lie. I meant the communist government of China. Do you expect them to tell the truth?
Well, do you expect the Soviets to tell the truth? Hell no.
Exactly.
Same exact thing, right?
So you can't use that as an excuse. What was your third part? Distributed. Well,
If it was purposeful, then who done it? But you're ruling that out.
Yeah, I don't think it was purposeful, because they really, if it was purposeful, it was the worst type of attack, you know, that could have happened. I mean, they screwed it up royally.
China got a beat down from it. I mean, they're suffering big. They had a lot of deaths, a lot of negative economic impact. I don't think that they would shoot themselves in the foot to release it to the rest of the world in that way. Like you said, if they did, they totally bungled it. Yep. But I think a accidental man-made release is the most probable. I'll never know from where I'm at right here, but that seems the most probable.
Well, a regime that did Tiananmen Square, and a regime that decided once we're toast, this is all getting on airplanes, probably organized it so it made sure it happened the way they wanted as well. What in the world would put it past them from dropping it out of the lab and into the wet market, knowing full well how effective it was and knowing full well it's going to show up in the United States during Trump's reelection?
Well, part of that was their being caught flat-footed. If they did that on purpose, they would have been, because they knew what was going to happen. And if you want to lose a regime, get your people pissed at you. Okay, if the people of China rose up, they could overthrow the Communist Party. So you don't want to piss them off by killing all these people, not letting them go to the funeral, cremating everybody, and saying, here's your loved one's ashes.
Hey, it looks to me like they got away with doing exactly that. It's possible.
Yeah, pretty much.
That is a totalitarian regime on the planet with
absolutely
20% or a quarter of the population of this world. It's under the enslavement of the communists. That all of these are possible, and because they're possible, then the final one, did someone set them up and put it into the Wuhan area ahead of time, which they have obviously accused us of. This is a bad scene. 2020 is not a good year for us, Dave.
Hey, it's not, and I have a question for you guys.
All right.
What do you think the second half of 2020 is going to look like? Go ahead, put your prediction hat on.
There's going to be chaos before this election. I'll say it.
Oh, twice. That's, but how much? I mean, I tell people all the time, when Trump wins in a landslide and they declare the election null and void, what's the military going to do? You know?
That'll end up in the Supreme Court. Everybody will let it get there. After that, we successfully followed what they decided in 2000. Be hard to tip the apple cart on our constitutional framework, but I agree. Which way the military decides to back up would be the final arbiter.
Yeah, and what got me a little concerned is, if you remember when Obama was in, there was this word, fast track, for generals. And I had never heard this term. Right. And I'm like, wow, these people, you know, as soon as you make colonel, poof, you're a two-star general. It's like, what the heck are they doing? Well, if you want your people in place, you got to promote them into a position of power. Not that I'm fear-mongering. I'm just pointing out.
Are we hitting the break? Or are we going to run right through?
We're running all the way through for the rest of the show.
Yeah, I remember the fast track.
Oh, sorry.
And
no worries.
Making the Army political is a dangerous. I say the Army, but I serve in the Army, but all the branches.
Yeah.
Making the armed services political is very dangerous. Happens in third world countries. But from a guy who did a TV show where he like regularly fired people, I'm surprised you haven't seen a public
more
display
firing.
Of firings. Yeah. And I think it was pretty close to happening when the defense secretary refused to bring the reaction force in to secure the White House.
Right.
They brought him up from Bragg. And I told the story on a few episodes ago when it was happening that when I was there during the Bush-Gore election, my platoon was issued the gear and we got ready to go to Fort Belvoir to secure the streets for Bush's inaugural parade.
I listened to that episode
again this summer, but it could.
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, win or lose, it's going to be chaos, just chaos. They're going to, you know, then they're going to say about the Supreme Court, well, he packed the court. Those are his people. They're going to declare that null and void. You know, it's.
Well, they could believe that, but that's sort of hard to do and still be thinking about any constitution. Maybe the next president, though.
Yeah, we'll see. Exactly. Well, from my point of view, what I'm really... Well, let me just get straight to the economics. I'm expecting another major stimulus package, between now and the election, and at least $1 trillion. Hey, are you there? We had a little internet jumble, but we're back. Okay, I was just saying, from my point of view, from between now and the end of 2020, I'm definitely expecting another stimulus package, you know, $1 trillion+ fiscal. And so debt spending by, and maybe some tax cuts. I would like, how about we get some tax cuts? That would be a great stimulus instead of debt spending to cronies. How about just giving the average person a tax cut? Little opinion piece there, but I definitely see that. I definitely see some more Federal Reserve intervention. The question is, will people continue to buy their fiat currency? It's printed from into digital oblivion. I think they will. So we'll continue to see that really big. And Trump will definitely be pushing for more, as much of that in the next few months as possible to at least stop the bleeding economically.
What about war with China?
I feel like might be in one in a way.
Well,
I hope not.
There's two carrier groups there right now, and I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
And they announced the number of nuclear warheads that are at sea right now. I don't think I'd seen that before. It was on Twitter earlier. 900 and something aboard certain number of boomers. I think we got we got that locked down. I mean, they're not at parity with us nuclearly. But, clandestine bioattack. people ought to be thinking about COVID-20.
Yeah.
Seriously. Seriously. What could this mutate into? Or what would a new strain that they introduced, that they said is a mutation, but it's truly just a souped up version that has 10% fatality instead of 0.01 or whatever? Again, not conspiratorial, but all these things are in play. But I've also seen, let's just say, 2020 is a little different, but I'm hoping in a way that it kind of calms down. We don't see absolute chaos. And I've seen a lot of hype kind of fizzle out in past years. Maybe it'll be different this year. But we'll find out, I guess.
Hey, Dave, can I ask you a question about something that when I met you in Atlanta, Georgia, a number of years ago, you taught a class on how to build a cache, a container that at the time you had said to me, maybe, maybe not. This has never been tried in any, you know, wide-scale consumer-level way, how to build a, and he demonstrated by lining a garbage can. That was a while ago. Part of the conversation was, like, where's the threat come from? So I want to get to that later. But just from the practicality of building such a device, that was a few years ago. Have you learned anything? Can I get an update to that class?
Well, sure. The it was a galvanized steel trash can. It was a Faraday cage, and it was designed to protect your vital electronics from EMP. So it's like an insurance policy for your vital electronics. And then I also went over what would be important to put in there, like a shortwave radio, because they're going to be broadcasting when everybody else is off the air.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever met those ham guys, they are a strange breed, okay?
They're serious about it, though.
Oh, yeah. They are very serious. They got extra shit right now underneath their desk, ready to pull out, plug in, turn on, and say, see, I told you the world was coming to an end. I mean, these guys, they've been at it since the 50s, okay? And it is a personal point of pride to them to be the first ones broadcasting after any disaster.
Yeah.
When the volcano went off in Hawaii, they were the first ones on the air reporting what was going on. Another thing, you'll get the actual no shit what's going on right outside that guy's door. You will not get the official government.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And that'll be extremely rare at that point with the internet down, you would expect. So you're not going to get people's Twitter reports or whatever, right?
No.
What else would you cash in there?
Oh, my gosh. If you have any radiac meters or dosimeters or something like that, those should be in the can, because the only time you're going to use them is after a blast. So you want to protect them.
Smart. Definitely.
Walkie-talkies. Because there's at least one other person in your life that you want to talk to. And if it isn't, I'm sorry. But if there's five people, you should have five of those in there. Okay? Some extra batteries that power all this stuff. Now, batteries fare good in an EMP and nuclear exchange. They do well, okay? But you would want to have a set of batteries in there just in case your other ones,
Yeah.
There's so many things, so many variables with an EMP that if someone sells you something that says, this will protect you against EMP, he's bullshitting. There's no way he could know how far away the bomb was to you, how high up it was, how many megatons it was, how much shielding is between you and the bomb. There's too many variables, but what you can do is buy a $20 garbage can at Tractor Supply and line it with foam rubber. You know, I have found a new use for those yoga mats that no one seems to be doing yoga on. Okay? You cut that to fit a little rubber cement, it sticks in there great. So that's what you want. Something that conducts electricity on the outside, an insulator on the inside.
Nice.
And you want to seal everything with that metal duct tape.
Got to make this ASAP. I love it.
And the way you test your can before you put your stuff in and seal it up permanent.
Okay.
This is a way you can test it without using, expensive equipment. Get you an AM radio. Tune it to Rush. Okay? Put Rush in the can. Seal it up. If Rush goes to static, you got a good seal. Nice. Now know that this is general in nature, because radios are more specifically tuned and an EMP is broader, more frequency, but it's better than getting $1,000 piece of equipment to try and detect, And then when you pull it out, you broke your seal, okay? So wrap everything, leave it in the box. Like if your shortwave radio, your weather band radio is in a cardboard box, wrap it in aluminum foil, tape it up, stick it in the can. Because the second time you seal it up, you won't be able to test it. And if you have a pinhole, that's why I don't like those Mylar bags that people sell. They're expensive. They're like $20. And, they say, slip your cell phone in here or your laptop. And
yeah.
It's like, where's it going to connect to? You know, if it survives, what good is it? You know, if you don't have all your prepper manuals downloaded on that hard drive, it's pretty much useless.
Yeah, you better have a really good set of solar panels that were protected and all the gear and batteries behind it and all that to really
use that. Now, since you said solar panels, there's a charge control module on any a charge control module. So if you have a solar system or solar panel, they fare pretty good. They will withstand, you know, most EMPs and all that kind of stuff. But the charge control panel, you need to have a spare one of those.
Nice.
Stick that in the can. All the little electronic parts that can go, pfft, like on your generator, know that diesels work will survive better than gasoline power. If you're going to do for a bug out vehicle, you got to go before 1979.
Oof. Yeah.
You can go into the 80s for trucks because they were under a different, like 83 or 84. Okay. They were under a different emission control standard. But cars, don't even start trying to convert a car. It's just too much.
Hey, Dave, that's a great refresher on that class. And some of the things you just said, I've been telling people for the last 5 years because I'd never heard them before until that class. Now, at the time, we talked about polar orbiting payloads that could potentially span all of the planet. I don't know if that happened, if they were taken out, if they continue to exist. I haven't seen any news on that. Not, as you know, I watch the news. I want to take it to the next step level, though. What's your estimate on having turned EMP effects into a directed energy weapon by now? Spaceborne.
Well, I don't see that being that far-fetched. I mean, that super scientific, you know, science fiction. I mean, the EMP weapon has been around since, I think, 79.
Yeah.
I mean, we've known about the EMP effects ever since we, you know,
50s.
Dropped. Yeah. And then the Bikini Blast, you know, knocked out communications in Hawaii for like 7 to 10 days. Jeez. Landline communications. Yeah. So we've known about that for a long time. So they have developed certain weapons, and that's what, you know, when the whole thing came down in Korea and they were saying that, hey, cut me off if you guys got to go. Just cut me off. I'll fill it in on the daily audio cache.
Don't worry, I'm timing you up good. We got about 90 seconds until we got to go. So there's your 90-second warning. Take us out.
Okay, well, North Korea got two payloads in orbit. They did actually successfully launch. Now, whether they're still up there, I don't know. It was a small payload, around 200 pounds. And people say, oh, 200 pounds. Which is the perfect size for an EMP weapon. And both of them are in polar orbit, which means they cover every country on the planet every so many revolutions. They are not communication satellites, as they claim to be.
They get them up there. They don't need high tech. They're already kind of in motion, always targeting, always ready to release. So, hey, Dave, thanks so much. Glad we got past the tech difficulties. I want to get you on here like at least quarterly, maybe more often.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Oh, sure. Time with you.
Hey, it was my pleasure, guys. Thanks.
All right. Absolutely. Everyone else, that's the show. We'll be back next Tuesday.
Signing off.
As always, episode 104 in the bag. Thanks again, Dave Jones, NBC guy. Otherwise, stay tuned to Next Generation Show here on the PBN.
Are you with me? Are you with me? I wanna dance by water beneath the Mexican sky. Drink some margaritas by string of blue lights. Listen to the mariachi play at midnight. Are you with me? Are you with me?